Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're now tuned in to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show with your host, James Brown, Jr.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is another blessing that we are here in the land of the living on the Lord's Day. This is Saturday, September the 6th, year 2014. Yes, you are in tune and listening to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God radio show. Again, I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. Welcome again to all my worldwide listeners. Again, I say this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are to rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what our circumstances, no matter what the situation around us look like. The Word of God tells us we are still to rejoice and be glad in this day that the Lord God, our Creator, has made. As we always do, before we go into our show, we always open up with a word of prayer. So I'm asking all worldwide listeners, if you could bow your heads or keep silent, or you could pray along with me if you will. The God we serve, He can hear all of us at the same time. So we want to go to God in prayer at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, once again, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to give your name praise, to give you glory, to give you honor, who and all that you are. And Father, we come to say thank you for another day. This is the day that you have made, and your word tells us that we are to rejoice and to be glad in it. Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come seeking and asking, not only for myself, Heavenly Father, but for all worldwide listeners, all those who may be tuned in at this time. We pray and ask, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. We pray and ask that you will blot out all of our iniquities in Jesus' name. And Father, we know that it's only through the blood of Jesus Christ whereby we can be cleansed from our sins. And also, it is only through Jesus Christ, your Son, that we can be forgiven of our sins if we have confessed him as our personal Lord and Savior and ask him to come into our hearts. So we ask, Lord, that right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, while we are praying this prayer, Lord, Heavenly Father, that you would touch those who may be tuned in and listening who do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, your Son. We pray, Lord, that you would move by your Spirit as this show goes forth, Heavenly Father, on today, that something will be said, Lord, that would prick someone's heart who have been spiritually blinded by Satan, that their eyes will become open. We know that only you can draw those to you to be saved who you desire. So we ask, Lord, that you would touch those right now in the name of Jesus Christ, because we know it is your will that no soul will be lost. Heavenly Father, we know that only you can touch the hearts and minds of those who have been spiritually blinded by Satan. So we ask that you would touch right now, even over the airways as we go forth, as only you can, and open blinded eyes that they would be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and seek Jesus Christ, that he would come into their hearts so they could be saved in his name, that you alone would get the glory in Jesus' name. And we declare it is so in Jesus' name by faith. And dear God, our Heavenly Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We come looking at our world leaders, Heavenly Father, all over the land, Heavenly Father, whom you have placed, Heavenly Father, are those who are designated to be rulers over your people from the level of government, from the highest to the lowest. We, Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you would touch the hearts of those that have rule over your people. Heavenly Father, we are living in devastating times. We're living in evil times, Heavenly Father. You know all about it because your word already let us know in advance what's to come. We know and we see that the times are truly are at hand, just like you said they would be, according to your word. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would touch the world leaders, Heavenly Father, they would continue to come on one accord, Heavenly Father, they combine together, and Heavenly Father, that we can stop all the destruction and all the killing, unnecessarily killings, Heavenly Father, because we know that it's not of you, we know that it is of Satan. So we rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ right now, and ask, Heavenly Father, that you would intervene and touch the hearts and the minds of those world leaders, Heavenly Father, they would be able to come in agreement and come together and let peace rule all over the land. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we know that there is nothing that's too hard for you. Even though this crisis, this world situation seems like it is impossible to be taken care of, but we know that you sit high and you look low. You have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. And we know that there is nothing that you cannot do. So if we come together, those who are saved, and come in agreement and touch and agree in prayer, Heavenly Father, we know that you will heal the land. So we know that our land needs healing right now, and only you can heal it, Heavenly Father. So we ask that you would intervene in Jesus' name. And Father, we also lift up all those who are burdened down with bereaved. Continue to comfort and strengthen as only you can. Touch and lead and guide the doctors, Heavenly Father, of those who are afflicted and who may be laid up in the hospitals or nursing homes, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would touch the hands of the doctors and the nurses, Heavenly Father, that would administer surgeries or give medicines to your people, Heavenly Father. Lead and guide them and direct them, O God, that your people will come out with the testimony that it was you who have healed them, that you alone will get the glory. So, Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we also come lifting up all worldwide leaders, Heavenly Father, asking that you would move by your Spirit in every home, in every situation. But we know that there is nothing too hard for you. So you know each situation. You know what we all stand in need of. And you said that you would supply all of our needs, and you would give us the desires of our heart. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would continue to bless the worldwide leaders, our listeners all over the land. Continue to move by your Spirit as only you can. That you alone would get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised, and he cannot be praised or worshiped enough for who he is and for what he has done, for what he is doing, and for what he is yet to do. Aren't you glad we serve a mighty good God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think? And so that is the God that I serve. That is the God that the worldwide listeners serve, who are born again, who have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior on today. So Ed, right now I'm going to go into my announcements, because I do have a guest that's going to be coming on at 8:45, and she has been on this show before, and that is the person of Sister Ketchup. She is a Christian comedian. Yes, she is back again today. So for those who are listening, if you would like to call your friends or neighbors or church members and have them tune in to the Internet radio show, let them know that a Christian comedian, Sister Ketchup, she will be back on again today at 8:45. But until she comes on, I will be making a few announcements. And then after the announcements, we're going to do a short music break. And then I'm going to start off with what we will be talking about in our Bible lesson on today. And before I forget, I failed to mention what our food for thought for today is, and also what the title of our Bible lesson is. The subject for the Bible lesson today is we're going to be talking about patience. That is something that we all need, and that is more patience. So that is what we will be talking about on today regarding the Bible lesson. Food for thought for today is, sometimes our disappointment can be God's appointment. Again, food for thought, and somebody needs to hear that today. Sometimes our disappointment can be God's appointment. So in other words, God's timing is not our time. He knows just when to bless us. He knows just when we are ready to receive what he has for us. So that's why it is so important to remember and know that sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes our disappointments seem like it's a disappointing thing to us when God don't answer our prayer when we think he should. But sometimes our disappointment can be God's appointment. And maybe he's trying to open up some more doors for you. You just have to wait on the Lord. So that also ties in with our Bible lesson for the day, which is dealing with patience. Now, we're going to go into a few announcements real quick. I did have another guest that was due to be on at 8 p.m., but kind of found out she had to work. She's working 16-hour day jobs now on her job, and so she was not available to be with us on today, so we will reschedule her for a different time. Again, the announcement for today is as following. Once again, we will be starting our Authors for Success classes. We will do an introduction class, which will start on Thursday, September the 25th. And each class will be for 1 hour, and it's going to take place for 4 weeks. Again, the introduction class starts on September the 25th, and the following week right after that, we will be in session for 4 weeks, and it's only for 1 hour. That will be from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you who feel or know that the Lord God has placed a book in your belly and you are fearful, or you do not know how to go about getting your book published or to start or where to begin, That is what this class is all about. I will be facilitating this class along with others from Kingdom Builders International Ministries, and together we will help you with the Lord's help. We will help you get that book out of you, because the Lord placed that book in you for a reason. He did not place that book in you for it to be dormant in you. He placed that book in you for you to be able to write that book and put it on paper where others will be able to read it, and other people will be able to be blessed by it, and God would get the glory from it. So if you know, or if you know someone else whom the Lord has placed a book in them and they need assistance in how to get their book written, how to get it published and marketed, that's what this class is all about. Authors for Success class will begin Thursday, September the 25th, 2014, from 7 to 8 p.m. That will be the day of the introduction for the class. And again, the 4 weeks following that will be also on Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you who may be interested, and I'm hoping it will be a lot, if you're interested in taking this class, you need to go to Eventbrite. That is Eventbrite, eventbrite.com, to register to take this class. We will be Skyping during this class, and so we want you to be a part of this class. We want you to get your book out, because God has so much in you that he wants to get out of you through your book. So that is what this class will be doing. We will be helping you get your book out to the world, whereby people will be saved, people will be healed and delivered and set free, and the saints of God will be strengthened and edified. You will be blessed, and God will be glorified through your book. Also, my next announcement, for those of you who would like to sow into Kingdom Builders International Ministries, you have three different ways where you can sow into Kingdom Builders International Ministries. The first way is you can go to, for those of you that have internet or computer capabilities, you can go to www.kingdombuilder, that's not builders with an S, drop the S. There will be www.kingdombuilderplaza.com. Or also, for those of you that have internet capabilities, you can also go to Kingdom Builder, drop the S, Kingdom Builder International at gmail.com. The third way to sow into Kingdom Builders International Ministries, you can do it by mail if you would like. You can mail your seeds or donations to 12346 Elmdale Street. That is Elmdale Street, 12346 Elmdale Street, that is located in Detroit, Michigan. The zip code there is 48213. Once again, if you would like to mail your donations or seeds to Kingdom Builders International Ministries, you can mail them to 12346 Elmdale Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48213. That concludes my announcements for today. Again, at this time, I'm going to go into, because this Bible lesson today is so powerful, and there's so much to this Bible lesson today, I'm going to break it up. I'm going to start on it now. So after my guest has concluded, Sister Ketchup, once she has concluded with being on the air, then I would do part two of this Bible lesson on today that's dealing with patience. Again, it is so much involved with this word patience that we all must learn how to have more of. So, again, if you know of anyone that is struggling with patience, and I'm sure we all do at times, I know I do, we must be honest with ourselves, because, again, God already knows that we need help with our patience. So that is the subject for today's Bible lessons. Patience. That's one word, patience. That's what we need more of. So as we get ready to go into the opening part of this Bible lesson, we're going to go into prayer once again before we start our Bible lesson. Again, I'm going to start off the Bible lesson up until about 8:45, and then I will have our Christian comedian, Sister Ketchup, come on. Right before I go into the Bible lesson, if possible, if our engineer, if we can do a short music break, and then I will go into prayer, and then we will start off with our first part of our Bible lesson for tonight. Well, praise the Lord. I don't see or hear any music at this time, so we'll be just going to continue and go on anyway. Like I said, we're going to start off with part one of our lesson for today, which is, again, our Bible lesson is dealing and talking about patience on today. A good example of what we're talking about on today, it is amazing to me. It's not amazing. I think, I know for sure, and I'm sure some of you listeners who are saved in Jesus' name on today know that God does test our faith. He will test our patience. And it was very ironic that on the absolute day that I was actually supposed to be speaking about the subject of on patience, seemed like all hell broke loose. Regarding trying to get connected to the radio station. My director was trying to get into the station. I was trying to get into the station. My guest was trying to get into the station. And we just concluded, my director and I, that since we were talking about patience that day, we were really being tested with our patience and patience that day. And so, but still overall, God still is getting the glory. We are still going forth with this lesson dealing with patience because I think, and my director, we both feel that Satan did not want people to be set free regarding their patience on that day. But there is always a ram in the bush. So it wasn't, apparently it must not have been meant to be spoken of or talked about on that day. This is the day that we will be talking about patience. As I forestated, we all need more patience. So as we go into part one of this Bible lesson, I pray that you have your Bibles, as I always state. If you do not have your Bibles, I pray that you would grab your Bibles. I pray that you do have a Bible available near you. If you do have your Bibles, please get your Bibles out, and because we will definitely be going through the Word showing you about patience. Again, I do not want anyone to take my word for it or to take anything lightly regarding what the Word of God says to us. So if you have your Bible, please get them out now and also get your writing utensils out and some paper. And also if you have children who may be near you or who are of age that may be able to comprehend what we're talking about regarding this lesson on today, because they too, even though they may be children, they need to know about patience as well, because that is something that we deal with from birth to the last day of our life. We must know how to deal with patience. That's a part of life. So, again, I do not want anyone to take my word for anything or take it lightly. I want you to be able to read it for yourself through the Word and in the Word of God, what God has to say pertaining to us and our patience. So, as we get ready to go into this first part of the lesson, we're going to go into prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ we come to give your name glory, honor, and praise once again, because we know that we can never praise you enough. We thank you again for who and all that you are. We thank you for this day that you have made. We know that you have made it, and you have told us in your word that we are to rejoice and be glad in it. So right now, Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you would be with us while we go through this Bible lesson on today. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would touch the hearts and the minds of those who may not be saved in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would touch and remove spiritual blinders, Heavenly Father, that their spiritual eyes will become open, that as your word goes forth, that their spiritual ears will be open, and that you will be able to draw souls to Jesus Christ, that they will be saved in his name on today, as your word goes forth. And Heavenly Father, not only on today through this broadcast, but Heavenly Father, a worldwide ministry that's going forth in the name of Jesus Christ all over the land, who's lifting up the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We pray, the Lord, that you would be in the midst of everyone that brings forth your word, that you would anoint and strengthen and touch each vessel that we would say, but you would have for us to say and declare to your people through your word, not our opinions, but what you would have for us to tell your people. And, oh God, right now we just give your name praise, we give you glory, and ask that you will continue to bless and strengthen those who are saved in Jesus' name on today. Father, that your word will go forth, that we will be strengthened, that we will be built up, we will be edified, and we will be stronger to continue to run this Christian battle, this Christian race that has been set before us until you say, well done. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to be with the guest who's coming on today. Even through being a comedian, Heavenly Father, we know that you're able to touch lives and touch hearts. You're even able to save, even through comedians. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will be with our guest on today. Use her for your glory. And then we give your name praise, glory, and honor, for it is all done and said in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, the Bible lesson, part one for today, patience. As we're going to start off, and I'm going to ask it this way. If you do have your Bibles, please, if you would look at the book of Ephesians, we're going to start with the book of Ephesians. We're going to look at chapter number 4. The first and the second verse. For those of you who do not have your Bible, if you could, if you have paper and pen, if you would write these scriptures down later on, sometime when you have free time, if you could go back over these scriptures because you're going to need them in order to be able to deal with a patient. So if you have your Bibles, again, if you return to Ephesians 4th chapter, we're going to be looking at verse 1 and 2 on today regarding patience. Ephesians 4, verse 1 and 2 says to us, those who are saved in Jesus' name, he says to us, verse number 1, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love. So that is what we need patience in very strongly. Not only do I see it, not only do other saints see it, but God sees it as well. That is an area of our lives where we really, really need the Lord's help in regarding our patience. Because sometimes we as Christians, sometimes we can fail to be long-suffering of others. Sometimes we get so caught up with our own selves and our own denominations, our own churches, our own families, our own jobs, and that sometimes we forget what God's word tells us as Christians. We too, just like Jesus Christ, was and still continues to be, just like our Heavenly Father was and continues to be, long-suffering with us. He don't have to be, but I am so grateful that he is long-suffering. So that is what we, too, we must learn how to be long-suffering with one another. We must be patient with one another. We sometimes get so caught up at looking at the person or people, and we may hear something about their past, and we, before we know it, if we're not careful, we become judgmental. And therefore, we start judging people, not knowing the whole story or the situation, and therefore, we do not know how to deal with other people. We fail to do whatever we can to aid other people because our patience is so short. We are so busy doing nothing, and that's really what it boils down to. If you really want to know the truth about it, sometimes we are so busy doing nothing that we don't have time for patience. We don't have time to forbear one another in love, in true love, in the love of God, whereby it can be displayed and seen and not just heard. Patience is something that we, again, as Christians, from the day we were born up until the day the Lord calls us home, patience is a part of life. Patience is something that we all must deal with. Yes, it's sometimes hard to accept, sometimes it's hard to deal with, but that's why we need the Lord's help. We cannot do it in our own flesh. I can't. I know you can't. That is why the Lord tells us we have not because we ask not in his word. We must go to the Lord when we see that our patience was short. And most times, even as Christians, sometimes we are so caught up and our patience is so short and so thin that we cannot even see that we need help with our patience. Sometimes it takes a man or a woman of God to come to us, or sometimes a family member or a friend or a coworker or even a neighbor. Sometimes it takes one of them to bring it to our attention regarding our patience, that we are short-tempered. We want everything fast. We want it now. We want it quicker than a hurry. We want it microwavable. We want it instantaneously. We don't want to wait for nothing or for no one. But we as Christians, we are the ones who have to be able to display patience, especially for those who are not saved in Jesus' name, because I'm sure you who are saved, I'm sure you know of people who are not saved, and it do not take much for them to lose patience. It do not take much for them to lose hope. Yes, there are some Christians that way also who it don't take much for them to lose patience and hope. But we must realize and know that according to God's word, we must learn how to have patience, and we must be patient with others. Aren't you glad that God is patient with you? I know I am so grateful that God is patient with me, because I know there are times when I'm sure that I probably get on God's nerve, but he loves us so much and he deals with us so much through his long suffering for us, through his great agape love for us. I am so glad and so grateful that he loves me, even though when my patience seems to run short and fail sometime. He is always patient with us. We must learn how to be content. I forget who the writer was in the Bible that talks about, I will be content in whatever state I am in. It matters not whatever state I'm in. I must be content. And the same applies to patience. Because God's timing is not our time. So that is another area where Christians, we really need to be really focused in on that and remember that God's timing is not our time. He knows when to bless us. He knows when we are ready to receive what he has for us. And he knows when we are still in the process of being molded and shaped by him to be all that he has called for us to be. So therefore, he knows that we need to be on the potter's wheel a little while longer because of our patience. And so I'm so glad that he knows us better than we know ourselves, and that he blesses us in spite of ourselves. So he will definitely give you and teach you how you must show and have patience with not only others, but even with yourself. And sometimes we definitely need to be patient and wait on God, because his word tells us, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen our hearts. So we must be patient, and we must wait on God, because, again, he knows just when to bless us. Do you realize, and do you not know, that as Christians, we cannot and we must not be like the world when it comes to having patience? As Christians, we know that God's time, again, as I stated, we know that God's time is not man's time. We also know that we must wait on the Lord. And again, we must be of good courage while waiting with patience. For those of you that have your Bibles, if you would turn to Romans chapter number 5, we're going to look at verse number 1 through 4. Again, that's Romans chapter 5, verse 1 through 4. And it starts off by saying, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. I'm sorry, we have peace with God, yes, through our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse number 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand. Not only do we stand, and I'm paraphrasing right there, not only do we stand, but we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Verse number 3 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulations worketh patience. Number 4 says, and patience experience, and experience hope. So that word patience eventually leads to the word hope, and that's what we must have, faith. We must have hope We must trust God that he is going to do just what he said he is going to do. He is not a man that he could lie. He cannot fail. He do not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So if he has promised you something, if you know that you are waiting on the Lord, continue to wait on the Lord. And as I like to say, for those of you and those of us who are still waiting for our breakthrough, whatever the situation may be, one of the best ways that I know of, and I'm sure some of you who are saved on today in Jesus' name can agree, that one of the ways that you can show God that you're waiting patiently for him while you're waiting for your breakthrough to come, you praise God through your patience. While you're patiently waiting on God, praise your way through. Your breakthrough comes through your praise while you are patiently waiting on the Lord. For those of you that have your Bible still, if you would turn to the book of Revelations, it's all the way in the back of your Bibles. For those of you that, who may be new and still getting familiar with your Bibles, I'm not trying to be funny, but for those of you who are maybe still new in the Lord and do not know where Revelations is, that's in the back of your Bibles. The last book of the Bible, we're looking at Revelations, chapter number 1, verse number 9. And it says, I, John, talking about Apostle John, he was an apostle of Jesus Christ. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patient of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that was called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. So we're looking at here the Apostle John. He is also telling us about being patient. Not only is the Apostle John letting us know about patience, but as you further read and study the word of God, there are others in the Word of God who talks about patience. We're going to be dealing with some of those other ones during part two of this Bible lesson on today as we go further into the today's Bible lesson dealing with patience. For those of you, I would like for you to look at or turn to the book of James. We're going to look at chapter number 1 in the book of James. We're going to start with verse number 3. And verse number 3 says to us, knowing this, that the trying of trying of our faith worketh patience. So we're going to personalize that. That's personal. The trying of your faith, the trying of my faith, the trying of our faith worketh patience. There that word is again, patience. Verse number 4 tells us, but we must let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Did you hear that? We must let patience have her perfect work, so that we may be perfect and entire, in other words, wanting for nothing. That is so wonderful to know that God lets us know that if we can just hold out until our change come, because he said in due time that we're going to reap if we faint not. Also, while you're in the book of James, if you could flip over to chapter number 5 in the book of James, we're going to take a look at verse number 10 and verse 11. Again, that's the book of James, chapter number 5, verse number 10 and verse number 11. Verse number 10 says, take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. See, again, not only do you suffer patience or have to be afflicted by patience, again, some of the prophets of old in the Bible days, they went through the same thing. So don't, again, the Word of God tells us to think it not strange when we go through these things. So when we see these different things going on in our lives or seem to be only happening to us, we are not the only ones. People in the Bible days, prophets, even Jesus Christ before us, they had to learn how to have patience. So do you and so do I. As we still look at the book of James, chapter number 5, if you could look at verse number 11, it tells us, it says, behold, we count them happy which endures, or in other words, hold out or hold on by faith. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Aren't you glad that God is all full of tender mercy and that his mercies are new every morning? Thank you, Jesus, that you are loving and you are long-suffering. You are patient with us even when we are not patient with you. We're not patient with others at times. I am so glad that you do not treat us the way we treat you and the way we treat others. I am so grateful for patience, that you have patience with your people. We need your help, Heavenly Father, in these last and evil days. We, as Christians, we need help in this area regarding patience. Then also, I would go into another area that connects with that word patience, because sometimes when we fail to be patient, if we're not careful, even as Christians, our patience can turn into negative, ugly attitudes. Did you hear what I just said? And can you believe it? Yes, I did say that, and that is what I said. Yes, even as Christians, sometimes when we're not patient and we're waiting on the Lord and it seems like our breakthrough hasn't come or will not be coming anytime soon, sometimes if we're not careful, Satan will slip in and he will let our impatience, he will let our impatience overtake us to the point where we will get ugly with our attitudes as to the way we treat others. And that is not being an asset to the kingdom of God. That is being a liability to the kingdom of God. So we must check ourselves when it comes to our patience. And so, again, we cannot do it of our own. We must have the Lord working in us through the Holy Spirit. And then we must get in God's word. Again, his word says, we have not because we ask not, and then we cannot ask what we do not know. So in order to know what to pray for and ask for, even when it comes to patience, we need to be in God's word. So as we get ready to go into part two of this lesson, we're going to take a real quick break, and we will continue on with this Bible lesson, part two, dealing with patience on today after my guest has concluded, Sister Ketchup. If possible, if the engineer is in the room, if somebody could please, we can go into a music break, a short music break, and then I will have my guest come on. Well, praise the Lord. Anyhow, God is still good, and he is still worthy to be praised. Until I give it to go into introducing my guest, I would like to let you know once again, for those who may be interested in sowing into Kingdom Builders Ministries, there are three different ways whereby you can sow into Kingdom Builders Ministries. The first way is you can go to, well, the first two ways really are, if you have capability through the internet or a website, you can go to, the first one is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. Once again, that's kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. Or you can go to www.kingdombuilderplaza.com. Again, that's www.kingdombuilderplaza.com. Or for those of you who would like to sow or mail your seeds or donations to Kingdom Builders International Ministries, you can mail them to 12346 Elmdale Street. That's E-L-M-D-A-L-E, 12346 Elmdale Street. That's in Detroit, Michigan. The zip code there is 48213. Once again, for mailing your donations to 12346 Elmdale Street, that's Detroit, Michigan, 48213. Well, praise the Lord. Once again, I'm going to check in to see if my guest is on board. Sister Ketchup, are you on board at this time? Praise the Lord. Sister Ketchup, are you on board? Are you on the air? I'm sure she is probably dialing in as we speak. So we are, as we get ready for our Christian comedian on today, again, this will be her second time with us on the, this show. So if you could, if you do not mind, if you have neighbors or friends or coworkers that have capabilities to the Internet, if you would be able to call them real quickly and ask them to tune in to this show tonight and let them know that we have a Christian comedian who's coming on very shortly again tonight, because we do know that laughter is good for the soul. We do know that Jesus Christ can save through Christian comedians. He has so many different ways that he can get his word through to people, whereby God will be able to touch and draw souls to Jesus Christ, whereby they can be saved. So this is just another avenue, another way that he can do that, and that is through Christian comedians. And so once again, we are very happy to have Sister Kendrick coming on again today. Now, I do know that you are in store for a good time. You're in store for a good laugh. So once again, we do know that laughter is good, and that is one of the problems with society, I do believe, today, that people do not take time to laugh and have fun. Even as a Christian, you can still be saved and have fun in Jesus' name. So that is why we decided, my director and I and others that's connected with Kingdom Builders International Ministries, decided that this would be a good thing to have Christian comedians on board with Kingdom Builders International Ministries. And for those of you who didn't listen and hear her the first time that she was on, I'm sure you enjoyed yourself, and I know you had a good laugh. So hopefully and preferably we will be doing the same thing very shortly as Sister Kendrick comes on the air. I'm going to check again and see. Is Sister Kendrick, are you there? I don't know if my engineer would be able to dial her number and get with her, but she should be on very shortly. So maybe some technical difficulties that we may be experiencing right now. But just hold on, get your seatbelts ready, because she will be coming on very shortly. So we're just going to, again, we'll be just talking about the Bible lesson today, patience. So as we patiently wait for Sister Ketchup, who should be coming on momentarily, we are, again, going to conclude this Bible lesson today dealing with the subject of patience. We will be concluding this Bible lesson after Sister Ketchup concludes on today, because, again, this lesson today is dealing with patience because, again, that is something that we all fall short of sometimes. And I can speak for myself because I, too, sometimes have the Lord help me with my patience. I'm always on the other people, sometimes Christians. I'm always on them, especially some of my family members. And I'd be sometimes the first one to check someone when their patience is short. But sometimes when I'm checking them, the Lord will turn around and check my patience. So he will do the same thing to you. So that is why it's so important that we know what God's word tells us regarding patience. Because, again, that is something that we all will have to deal with all of our lives, is how to be patient. And, again, only with the Lord's help can we be patient. Once again, I'm going to ask, is Sister Ketchup, is she on the line? Are you there, Sister Ketchup? I don't know what's going on today, but the devil is a liar. And what we will do is I'm going to continue on with the Bible lesson until she comes on the air. And when she do come on, then we will just take a break and stop wherever we are at that time when she comes on. Then we will continue with this Bible lesson after she concludes on today. So again, we were talking about patience, and our last Bible verse that we looked at was we were talking about patience, and we were talking about how we are to hold out, we are to hold on. Not only we can do that, we must have faith in God. Because the word of God tells us that just like Job, just like some of the other prophets of old and of the Bible days, they too had to have patience. And God brought them through. They knew how to pray, and they knew when to pray. they knew when and how to ask God to help them regarding their patience. And we as Christians, even today, we must do the same thing. Because, again, we cannot do this on our own. Our flesh will not let us sometimes be patient. Sometimes the adversary, the enemy, will be so powerful and have overtaken us so much that sometimes we have patience in us, but sometimes we refuse and don't want to be patient because we are so upset or we are so mad. We just want to vent, so we just refuse to be patient. So sometimes it's not the devil. We don't want to give him no credit because sometimes it's just really us. The flesh will take over, and sometimes it's really us. Sometimes we need to take a look, an inventory of our own lives. I know I have to inventory myself every now and then and look at what God says to the way I am dealing with patience. And so sometimes you need to do the same thing, worldwide listeners, from the oldest to the youngest who are listening. We all need to do an inventory on our lives when it comes to our patience. Because I thank God that he is still patient with us. I thank God that Jesus was patient. He was patient all the way to the cross. He was patient all the way. He died on the cross for our sins. And he himself had to endure patience. So if Jesus Christ had to endure patience, what about you? What about me? We too must endure patience as of a good soldier in the army of the Lord. Once again, I'm going to check, and I'm going to every now and then check and see if my guest is on. Is Sister Ketchup on? Sister Ketchup, are you on the air? Again, I do not understand what's happening here, but again, we're still going to go on forward with this Bible lesson because the main thing is the Lord's word must go forth. Again, I was just saying that it is all so good to laugh, but yes, that is true. But right now, the most important thing right now, not to say that our guest, Christian comedian, do not have a word for us in her comedian skits for today, and I'm sure she does, but right now, until she comes on the air, we're just going to stick to the word of God in this Bible lesson for today. And as we look now, we return to 2 Peter, we're going to look at verse number 6. I'm sorry, that's 2 Peter. Let me see here. Which one is it? If I'm not mistaken, we're looking at chapter. Let me go to 1 Peter first. I need to know exactly where I am. I got sidetracked because I was trying to check to see if our guest was on board yet, but it seems like she's not. So until then, if you would turn in your Bibles to 2 Peter, that's where I am going right now. Looking at verse number 6 of, yes, chapter number 5, that's what I wanted. I was looking for chapter number 5. If you would turn to 2 Peter, chapter number 5, and then we're going to look at verse number 6. And then we're going to look at verse number 7. And that verse number 6 in 2 Peter, chapter number 5, verse number 6 says to us, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he, God, may exalt you in due time." Verse number 7 says, "Casting all your cares upon him, for he, God, Jesus, cares for you." So here again, we see that it's all about God's timing. If you look at verse number 6, he said that he may exalt you, that God, that Jesus may exalt you in due time. So God, he knows when the time is right to bless us. He knows when the time is right to give us the desires of our hearts. So therefore, that's where patience comes in. That's why it is so important that we have patience and wait on the Lord. Again, I say we must be of good courage and wait on the Lord while we are patiently waiting for him. If you would look at, we're going to be looking at and some other verses here also dealing with in 2 Peter. If you would look down, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to take a look at verse number 7 in that same chapter, 2 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 7. If you would turn there with me, because that's something that we need to look at together. Again, that's 2 Peter chapter number 5. And we're going to look at verse number 7. If you can bear with me. Because, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in, we get so caught up in ourselves. We get caught up as Christians, even on our jobs and in our families. We get so caught up with the world or situations. We get caught up with technology to the point that we fail to be patient. It's like we lost patience along the way somewhere. We need to go back. Sometimes, just like there's a phrase that people use, sometimes we as Christians need to go back to our first love. Sometimes as Christians, we also need to go back to where we first was learned how to be patient with others and with God. Sometimes we need to go back to that point and area of our lives and pick up what we have seemed to have lost along the way regarding our patience. Because we are in trouble today, Christians, we are in trouble today to the point that people are shooting one another because their patience is short, their patience is thin. For those, I don't know if it was on CNN news or not, but just recently we see where people are actually just shooting one another on the highways, on the streets, you know, because someone cut them off or they thought someone was driving too slow and they wouldn't pull over, they wouldn't let them around or they wouldn't let them in. And people are to the point now, Satan is so crafty and he is so sneaky. He is using all types of devices, even dealing with patients. Patience is so thin that, again, people are killing one another. Because their patience is so thin and so short. You go to a grocery store or you may go to a mall and you find or hear someone fussing and arguing because they waited in a line they thought too long or someone cut them off and got in front of them in a grocery line. And these type of things should not be as Christians. And yes, sometimes you will be surprised that sometimes, yes, you would even find some of these people that we're talking about now that doing some of these very acts are, some of them are actually Christians. It's not all unsaved people who are doing some of these things. Again, it goes back to Satan. We must remember when we see these type of things, to not look at the person, but we must look beyond the person, behind the person, and see who's causing them to do these type of things because their patience has ran thin or they have lack of patience. So when the devil, Satan, the evil one, when he knows that he can work your nerves and he knows it don't take much to work your nerves regarding your patience, he will do that very thing. Even in the house of God, he will act up, he will show up and show out even in the house of the Lord. Even when it comes to our patients in God's house. I have seen it with my own eyes, and I'm sure some of you who are listening to me have experienced the same thing. It is so sad to say, but we must stand on God's word because God's word is true. We should not be so surprised when we see things, even in the Lord's house, when things like this happen, because the Lord says that we are going to see things now, and we are seeing them now. That we have never seen before, that we never thought would be imaginable. It is so much going on, and believe it or not, a lot of this stems from the lack of patience. If we as people would learn more patience, I think the world would be better off and it would be a better place to live. People would know how to get along with one another better. Because patience, if you truly look at patience, eventually patience, if you have patience with one another, that's eventually going to turn back and eventually point to love, and it's going to eventually point to us as Christians seeking to help those who are less fortunate. Even though we may sometimes seem lack or don't have but a little, even while we are helping others, even while we're patiently waiting for God to manifest our breakthrough or our prayer to come through, even while we are being patient, waiting for our breakthrough, heal and use us. And so that's why we must be humble while serving the Lord with all humility and mind, with sometimes with many tears and temptations, which are before us by the lying in wait of the Jews, and not only just the Jews, but people, sometimes even Christians. So we must serve the Lord as Christians. We must be doers of his word as Christians. We must show patience, just like we must. Faith is an action word. Patience is an action word. We must be patient because the world, people who are not saved in Jesus Christ on today, are looking at us and they are watching us because we say we are patiently waiting on the Lord, but then at the same time we start mumbling and grumbling and complaining when the Lord do not seem to come through for us at the time that we think that he should. So again, it all goes back to the word of God. We must wait on the Lord and be of good courage while patiently waiting on him. I'm going to check once again to see, is Sister Ketchup, is you on the air? Well, praise the Lord. I don't know what's happening here today, but I know that one thing for sure, that God is good. He is still worthy to be praised. So I here again, I am, even while yet being on the air, talking about this lesson, still being tested with and by my patience. So I am still going to go forth, and God is still going to get the glory. Someone is still going to be blessed by this lesson on today, because, again, we all need patience. I know I do. Again, I don't know what happened to my guest. I know what happened to my first guest. She did, again, I apologize for her because she did have to work today, and we will reschedule her for a later date. But right now, we're still waiting on my other guest, Sister Ketchup, the Christian comedian, to come on the air. Again, I don't know what's happening. So, again, this may be another test of my faith and patience on today. But God is still good, and he is still worthy to be praised. So and we're just going to continue with this lesson until I get to the end. And if by that time my guests have not come on the air, then we just will close out with prayer, and just it will be a short night tonight. Because I only have so much for tonight's lesson, and I do not want to bore you with tonight's lesson because, again, it is so important that we as Christians have patience that I felt that since my first guest was not going to be on tonight, that it would be good to go through this lesson on tonight in parts one and two. So as we continue to go on with this lesson, we're going to check again later on to see if my guests have come on. So for those of you, we must remember worldwide as Christians, even when we are patient and waiting on our response from God, if we would look at the book of 2 Corinthians, fourth chapter, and we're going to look at verse number 8 and verse number 9. Again, that's 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4, verse 8 and verse 9. And it says to us, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, or worrying, paraphrasing, or worrying. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Why, one might ask? Because we as Christians, we know that trouble don't last always. However, as Christians, we do know that God's word tells us we must be patient while waiting. We must also be faithful while we wait with patience. And also as Christians, we should stand, we should not be able to, we all, I should say, we as Christians, we should not be as the world who has no patience today. We should not be like the world. We should not be like those who has no patience or do not want to wait for anything. We know of people, even some Christians, they can't wait in line or even at a fast food restaurant. They want everything fast, quick, and in a hurry. Again, I say, as Christians, we must wait on the Lord. We must be of good courage, knowing that God will strengthen our hearts and minds when we patiently wait on him. That is why we also, as Christians, we must be patient with people who are saved as well as those who are not saved. Again, as Christians, the Word of God makes it clear that as Christians, we must be patient with the saved, and also we must be patient with those who are not saved, just like Jesus Christ is patient with us. If you would turn now to the book of 1 Thessalonians, we're going to look at chapter number 5, verse number 14. Again, that's 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5, verse number 14. And it says to us, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak or the poor or the less fortunate. Be patient toward all men or all people." Now, if we would look at 1 Timothy, we would turn to 1 Timothy. We're going to look at chapter number 3, verse number 3. That's the next scripture we will take a look at. But while you're turning to 1 Timothy 3 and 3, I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14 again. It says, "Now we exhort you, brethren," or Christians, "warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak," or paraphrasing, "the poor or the less fortunate." As Christians, we must be patient toward all men and all people. Now, if we look at 1 Timothy 3 and 3, it says, "Not given to a wine, nor striker, nor greedy of money, which is filthy lucre, but be patient, not a brawler, not a covetant." Verse number 4 tells us, "One that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gratitude." In other words, if you, as a husband, you the head of the house, you must be able to rule your house well. You must have patience with your own household before you can turn around and try to dictate and try to rule others that's not in your household. For an example, your pastor, your bishop, or not just them, but your or president or teacher or your boss, anyone that has rule over you. If that person, especially to be in the male, God has placed the man over the woman and over the head of the house. Some people don't agree with that, but that is what the Word of God says. So if you are the head of the house and you do not rule your house well, then how can you rule anyone else? So that's what it really boils down to. That's what God is really saying to us. If you do not have patience with your own wife, you do not have patience with your own children, your own relatives, your own Christian brothers and sisters, that's what we're talking about. If you do not have patience with them, how do you expect God to have patience with you? So that is what he's saying to us. We must not be the ones that cause confusion. We must not be the ones that we know someone is shacking up and we want to. If we know they're doing things that is not of God and we are going along with it and we're not speaking against it, that is a part of covetousness. We are covering up for people, husband and wife, who are cheating on one another, and we're not standing up to them with the Word of God. So we're just as guilty as they are in God's eye, and also in my eye. You're just as guilty as they are. If you see this and you do not speak up and you are saved in Jesus' name and you do not apply the Word of God to that situation. So, yes, we all need patience. So our prayer today is that the Lord will help us with our patience. That is something that the world is lacking. I do believe that that is why the world is so in so much turmoil now. Some different countries are waiting You've heard of the old times when people used to say that they waited on their acre and a mule. Some people in some countries feel those who are of evil report and who do not have the Lord in their hearts, they feel that, to me, I'm looking at it in a different angle and in different angles. I'm looking at it this way, that they feel that if they are not getting what they think they should have, then they're just going to destroy other people and just take what they want or think, take what they think belongs to them. And they just take many lives and destroy property, destroy things and people's emotions and feelings and hearts because they do not want to wait on the Lord. So that is something that we all fell short in. Again, I must mention it and say myself, I need help in that area at times regarding my patience. So I know that you worldwide listeners, you too, if you're really honest with yourself, you too needs the Lord's help regarding with your patience. So also what we're going to look at regarding patience on today, again, we must be patient with others, even when it comes to loving others. Sometimes we say that some people are unlovable, but we are to love one another as God has first loved us. It's the first commandment of God. He tells us, love the Lord thy God, thy creator. Then he says that the next one is like unto it, love thy neighbor as thyself. So even when it comes to loving others and loving God, we must be patient. Thank God again that he is patient with us. And he was patient with us then, and he's still patient with us now. I thank God that he is patient, don't you? Again, we were talking about the subject on today for the Bible lesson, dealing with patience on today. That is all I have for now. I was trying to draw it out, and I was hoping that my guest would have come on. I don't know what happened. I do apologize. But it looks like I will have to reschedule her for another time and another date. Sister Ketchup, our Christian comedian, who has been on this show before. But it was my desire and goal was to have her on again tonight. But again, I do apologize because I do not know and I do not understand what happened. And so it may be a technical difficulty. But anyway, God is still glorified on today, and we still are going to be blessed. And we still have the victory because we know that God is going to help us, those who ask, because, again, his word tells us we have not because we ask not. So we need to ask in prayer that God will help us with our patience. And before we close out today's show, we're still talking about patience. Again, we're going to look at what the book of Ephesians 4 and 1 through 2 says, and that's what we started out with on today's lesson on dealing with patience. While we are patiently waiting, the Lord God tells us in Ephesians 4, 1 through 2, he says, while we are waiting patiently for him, we are to walk worthy of the calling which you were called, bearing with one another in love. Again, so that's what it all boils down to, patiently waiting on God while we are still treating one another in love, in humility, giving God glory with our lives while we are patiently waiting on him for our breakthrough or the manifestation of our breakthrough to come because he will deliver. He is an on-time God. He will do just what he said he would do. So sometimes we just have to wait on the Lord, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And again, as I said earlier, while you're waiting patiently for your breakthrough, for your blessing, the best way I know to tell you is to praise your way through until your breakthrough comes. So until this time next, the third Saturday of this month, when we have another guest on, it is my prayer that you will continue to be blessed, continue to seek God in prayer regarding your patience. And I cannot do that for you. Your pastor cannot do that for you. Only you can go to God and ask him to help you with your patience. So I know that's something that we're all lacking because we all fall short of God's glory every day, and that even coming down to when it comes to our patience. So we need God's help with our patience. So until the next time when I come back, we're going to close out with prayer. I do apologize once again that my guests were not available to be on with us. But again, God is still glorified on today. So we're going to close out with prayer on today. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus Christ that we come lifting up your name, knowing that you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we know that there is none like you. You're such an awesome God in all your ways. And Father, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you that even though things did not go the way that we thought that they should or the way that I thought they should go, we know that you are still glorified on today because your word went forth. So I pray, Lord, that it was effective. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you was able to touch hearts even through this word dealing with patience on today, that someone who has been spiritually blinded by Satan, that their spiritual eyes have now become open and that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and ask him to come into their hearts so they can be saved in his name. Lord, as you continue to bless those who are receiving your son Jesus Christ, even now, even while this prayer is going forth all over the land, Heavenly Father, that you're going to teach your new converts, those who are new in the body of Jesus Christ, who have accepted your son Jesus Christ on today, that you're going to help them with their patience. And oh God, you're going to help them stand on their faith and that their hope will be built up and rooted in you. Heavenly Father, that you alone will get the glory. So continue to bless worldwide listeners everywhere, Heavenly Father. Continue to be with us, your people, all over the land, for we are living in the last and evil days. Heavenly Father, we know that we can't do nothing without you, but we know that, Heavenly Father, with you and with patience, we know that all things are possible. And for this, we give your name glory, we give your name praise, we give you glory and honor, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Until next time, be blessed of the Lord. Thank you. Good night.